Welcome to Tarantine Younger Podcast. Today we have Harriet and Aisha from SAC talking about certain perspectives of Victoria Square. So how are you guys today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, just on our way to school.
Oh, that's good. So what are your views on the features of Victoria Square?
Victoria Square is a place where people can come and enjoy a day in the middle of the city where it is comfortable. However, it is generally more a man-made environment than it is natural. Toilets, stairs, benches, steps, statues and fountains, shades and pathways have been built to try and make Victoria Square a comfortable place for all people.
Environmental features have been added as well to make Victoria Square an escape from work or everyday life. Greenery features like trees, grass and garden areas have brought a pop of colour in the heart of the city. These environmental features are key to bring people to this space.
Oh, they are interesting views, girls. And how do you think other people perceive the square?
Well, Victoria Square is built to be an accessible place for people with many different perspectives, including business people, elderly and the disabled.
This place is a great area for people that work within the city. The square has cafes surrounding its perimeter, also allowing space for the business people to spend their lunch breaks. It acts as an escape from the busy work environment to a calm place.
However, an elderly person's perspective would be different to a worker. This is due to the limited amount of access to comfortable seating and noises due to loud traffic. An elderly person might enjoy the span of large grassy areas for their grandchildren and the range of cafes to have lunch, but it is still not easy to access for them compared to a business person. This is because a business person's company would be based in the city and the square is a quick walk.
A disabled person would also have a difficult time in the Victoria Square. This is due to limited wheelchair access, which is not suitable for them. Blind people would have a difficult time walking around because there isn't enough tactile paving to warn them of danger, such as cars. Victoria Square is also a very uneven surface. A major disadvantage is the little amount of ramps and the large amount of major steps.
Alright, I see. How about any historical meanings? What are they?
Well, the square was named after Princess Victoria, who was later Queen Victoria in 1836.
It is also the most significant of Adelaide squares.
This square is also known as Tarntine Younger, which is considered as an important meeting for the Indigenous people.
Two flags representing Australia and its Indigenous ancestors have been placed in the Victoria Square to show the harmony between Australia and the Aboriginal people.
The statue of Queen Victoria, which stands in the centre of the square, is made with bronze from copper mined in the South Australian town of Wallaroomoota. The statue was made to honour her.
A statue was made in the Victoria Square to honour Charles Cameron Kingston for being elected president of the Federal Convention in Adelaide in 1897.
Sounds like a very meaningful square. Now, what are your suggestions for improvements to the square?
Well, tactile paving for vision impaired people, preferably placed on the edges of the steep stairs, would be helpful.
I think there should be narrow intersections to reduce the number of vehicles lane to slow down traffic. Although it makes sense that there is a road cutting through the middle of the square, the road in the middle of Victoria Square should be narrowed.
Better pedestrian roads for people walking, as I've noticed that there are road islands without the pedestrian button, and maybe even a small footbridge to access the other half of the square without having to wait for the pedestrian lights.
They should add something significant to the square, since it's an important and special landmark in Adelaide for Australians and Aboriginals. They have the two flags there and the statues, but it's lacking something, maybe a special sculpture.
Bike parking stands should be added to encourage people to ride their bikes instead of using their cars or public transport.
Drinking water and drinking fountains for people jogging or relaxing in the square. This encourages people to perceive the Victoria Square as a relaxing place in the middle of the busy city of Adelaide.
Very valid points there. Hopefully we can see them coming in the future. Thank you for your time, girls. Loved hearing from you. Thank you to our listeners. Tune in soon.